While Klein is now in the lead for the House District 36 seat, she and Ortiz agree the numbers easily could flip back in her opponent's favor after the next count. Here's Ortiz, who says he attended the recent absentee vote count in person.
There's 411 question ballots that have been deemed countable, that they're not no longer questioned. They're going to count those, and those, I think, my understanding, those will be on Friday. And that there alone, you know, things could become more definitive, or they, you know, could end up being even closer, you know, at the end of that counting. And I know that there's some absentee ballots still to be counted as well. And so I think estimates are perhaps as many as over 500 for sure, but maybe as many as 600 votes left to count.
Klein predicts the race will remain close as those additional votes are counted.
Well, I really expect it's just going to continue to do that. You know, obviously, there's not any big swing, so I suspect that it's going to stay tight right up until the end.
Following the most recent count, Klein holds 3,190 votes, or 49.91%. Ortiz has 3,181 votes, which translates to 49.77% of the votes cast in the district race. Ortiz says this tight race shows that every vote really does count.
You know, there are some in the Klein campaign that didn't quite make the polls, and they're probably kicking themselves, and I know that to be a fact for a couple of folks came to me and said, gee, Dan, I'm sorry I didn't make it. And I said, yeah, I'm sorry too. But, you know, that's life is life, and people get busy, and you know, that's the way it goes.
The 1,190 absentee and 16 early ballots counted on Tuesday pushed the district's voter turnout up to 50.13%. That's an increase of about 10% from Election Day. While the district race remains in limbo, there's not much for the candidates to do except wait for results. Klein did attend the recent House Majority Caucus organizing meeting. She didn't get any assignments because the race isn't decided, but Klein says it was useful to remind other lawmakers of the district's needs.
It was mainly making sure that they don't forget we're here. You know, I've worked with all those people, so touching base again and letting them know what we need down here in Southeast and to look out for us.
As a Republican, Klein would be part of the House Majority Caucus if her campaign is ultimately successful. Ortiz could ask to join that or another caucus. He has said that if he wins, he'll seek membership in whatever caucus would best serve the constituents. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.